Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Passing the Torch, the ripple effect of sharing God's revelations. And today's focus is sharing what God has revealed to you. In a relay race of faith, where the baton of divine truth is passed from one generation to the next, the act of sharing what God has revealed to us becomes a pivotal leg in the journey. The Apostle Paul's exhortation to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, captures the essence of this spiritual succession, urging believers not to only cherish the revelations received from God, but to also entrust them to others who can carry the message forward. This deliberate act of sharing is more than a transfer of knowledge. It's the propagation of a legacy, a cultivation of disciples who can, in turn, disciple others. Our springboard for today's discussion is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Now, Paul's model of discipleship outlined in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, underscores a dynamic process of learning, living, and leading. Sharing what God has revealed isn't merely about recounting personal experiences or insights. It's about investing in others, equipping them with the understanding and the wisdom to navigate their own spiritual journeys and to guide others along the way. This process ensures that transformative power of God's revelations extends far beyond our individual lives, influencing countless others across time and space. A little focus training. Number one, pray for discernment. Seek God's guidance in identifying those to whom you should entrust what He has revealed to you. Pray for discernment in recognizing faithful individuals who are eager to learn and share. Number two, live authentically. Model the truths that God has revealed to you. Authenticity in your walk with God provides a powerful testimony that reinforces the lessons that you share. Number three, teach intentionally. Invest time in teaching others, not just in formal settings, but in everyday interactions. Use opportunities to impart wisdom and insights God has given you. Number four, foster relationships. Build deep, meaningful relationships with those you are discipling. Spiritual mentorship thrives on mutual respect, trust, and genuine care. Number five, encourage questions. Create a safe space for questions and doubts. Encourage open dialogue, strengthens an understanding, and fosters growth. Number six, provide resources. Share resources that have helped you grow in your faith. Books, sermons, articles, and personal notes can be an invaluable tool for others. Finally, number seven, celebrate growth. Acknowledge and celebrate the spiritual growth and milestones of those you mentor. Affirmation can be a powerful motivator in the discipleship journey. In conclusion, the call to share what God has revealed to us is not just an invitation to speak, but to spark a chain reaction, spiritual growth, and multiplication. As Paul instructed Timothy, so we are encouraged to invest in others, passing on the torch of divine wisdom and understanding. This act of sharing extends the kingdom of God, builds the body of Christ, and glorifies God through the collective advancement of His people in truth and love. Now today's call to action, identify someone in your life whom you can begin sharing what God has revealed to you. Commit to meeting with them regularly, investing their spiritual growth, and equipping them to share with others. Today's question of the day, who has played a significant role in sharing God's revelations with you? How can you replicate that impact in someone else's life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the revelations that you've entrusted to us. Empower us by your Spirit to share these truths with others, investing in their spiritual growth and preparing them to disciple others. May our efforts multiply the knowledge of your glory and grace throughout the world. Guide us in this mission and help us to faithfully pass on the torch of your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. As we embrace our roles in this divine relay, let us do so with dedication, wisdom, and a heart full of God's love, knowing that each act of sharing can ripple through generations, driving many to a deeper understanding and relationship with our Lord. May we be faithful stewards of the revelations He has granted us, eagerly contributing to the grand narrative of God's redemptive work in the world.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarc2b.com. That's www.myarc2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.